Spirit, California. And I was out on a tennis court, I remember it pretty clearly, and I began to, I've been reading the Bible about 6 hours a day for that, for a week on that trip, and I memorized the Lord's Prayer and learned about, you know, what it was to relate to God through Christ, and decided that I was going to follow Christ for the rest of my life. I wanted to be like Jesus, no matter what some of the examples of what a Christian meant. So when I came home, I met Johanna Foley, or now
Adams. Adamson.
So I met Johanna in one of my math classes right before that summer, and it was a funny thing. Kind of picked on her a little bit, and she was pretty feisty back in that class. But I knew that her dad was a pastor and had gone over to their house once for dinner. So I asked if I could come to church, and that was before you were in the wonderful building that you're sitting in now. And it kind of got involved that way. So I kind of hit the ground with a pretty strong passion for Christ, and I really knew that He had even changed my life, and that He was really where it was at as far as putting your hope and trust in. But that's kind of there's a lot more to the story, but that's kind of a good picture there.
Well, thank you, James. One of the big parts of your ministry right now is music, and you sing and play the guitar. How did you ever get started with playing the guitar?
So as I was involved in New Heights for the first year of my as a believer, I would help out every once in a while singing, and I'd see Titus and Stephen playing guitar, and I never thought I could be involved. I tried to play the piano first, but wasn't very successful. And then one day, Joyce just approached me and said, "You know, James, it'd be really cool if you could learn how to play the guitar, because it might be helpful in the future for you." And I thought, you know, there's no way that I can play the guitar. I just watched people's fingers, and I just wasn't that coordinated. But she persisted, handed a guitar, I guess it was a Danville guitar, and they handed me some chords, like how to read the chords on the, anyway, a piece of paper with how to read the chords, and then chord sheets for worship songs. And I just began playing at home and was instantly in love with playing the guitar. So I played, I fell asleep most nights for the first 2 months with the guitar in my hand. And so ever since then, I've just been. You know, I can remember about a month after I started playing, I got the opportunity to be baptized by Dan, and I remember playing at that service, playing the guitar with Stephen, and that was kind of my first time playing guitar in front of people. But it was a great time. So that had an incredible impact in my life, and I've had the opportunity to lead worship in a number of different places. So I think Joyce was had some insight and prophetic voice for me, so pretty thankful.
It's given a great opportunity for you to express your faith as well. We've heard, in fact, I think I have on my computer one of your CD albums where you're leading in worship. It's fun to listen to that every once in a while.
Yeah, it's also a good way to reach out. There's a number of students that I met because they just play music out on campus, and it's a great point of connection between students, and so I get to play and I get to record music with folks who aren't believers, but who, because of our musical similarities, we connect pretty well.
Now, I should have checked with you before this public phone call, but did you receive some kind of honor recently on the campus or up there in Bellingham yet? Or am I just thinking, dreaming? Well, maybe we want to give you an award then. Someone told... Seems like some birdie told me that you had been honored for some kind of position, but all right. Well, we'll move on, yes. Does anyone have a question of James before we release him? We have a question, so hang on.
This will be interesting. I'll have to take your question because he can't hear. Well, can you hear me, James?
Kind of, yeah. Just speak up.
Hey, James, this is Joel Crone. And I was just wondering, because
he says yes. Is the Friday night fellowship your primary means of connecting with the masses at the school?
Okay, so we have a Friday night meeting that we have about 400 students regularly that are involved there. It's set up very similar to a church service where somebody speaks. There's a time of worship through music. There's open times for people to share scriptures or things that they've been praying about. But that's probably, I wouldn't say that's our main way, that's our main way of connecting with everybody at once. But we have 76 small group leaders on campus, and they lead in pairs of two. So we've got around 36 small groups on campus. And in every dorm, they're split up by sexes. And so we have guys and girls that are meeting weekly. We have more in our small groups than we do that actually come to Friday night. So that's probably our main focus is our small groups. We just think that more life change can happen in a small setting, smaller setting. So that's kind of our main focus there.
Anyone else have a question?
Hey, James, this is Craig Doherty.
Hang on.
Hey, Craig.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about your staff?
Oh, there we go. Hey, I was yelling over my shoulder there. Hey, why don't you tell the church a little bit about your staff?
My staff?
Well, the staff that you work with, your director, the group that you're with, the Christian Fellowship, that you saw way in part.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so Brady Bobbitt was a student at Western back in the 60s, and he was not a believer. I can see him down in the search right now with his son and wife. But he is, I think his sophomore year in college, he came to Christ. There was a guy that reached out to him, pretty hardcore, and he met Jesus pretty radically. And so there began a group of students at that point, that a small group that grew fairly quickly of believers on campus that wanted to learn what it was to be a believer and also what it meant to reach out to others. So it began with Brady, and after he graduated college, this church, Hillcrest Chapel, asked him to stay on campus. And they helped pay him about $400 a month when he first started. And he began full-time working with college ministry. And so the ministry here has been going strong for about 34 years. And the staff that's currently, I think we have 8 staff members. The next guy that's been, the next longest person has been there, his name is David Niebel, and he's doing as well. I think all of our staff were students at Western. Yeah, that's true. All of them were. So we have David Niebel, who's been there for 15 years. And as far as the guys, we've got a guy named Derek and a guy named Jeff, who Jeff is kind of focused on Whatcom Community College, which is just up the road from us, up 5-5. And then myself. And then we've got a lady named Jessica and Michelle and Laura, and they're kind of, they focus on the women's side of things. So we've got a group of folks that all came up through our ministry at CCF. They were all interns with CCF as well. And then the way it works is the staff kind of invites you to come on staff, invites or asks you to consider staying on as a full-time campus missionary. So we spend a lot of our time discipling small group leaders and doing evangelism on campus, teaching classes, teaching on Friday nights, and a lot of us have, we each have a different focus. Some from are focused on making sure that the mission trips are planned. I focus on making sure that worship leaders are raised up and trained and equipped to lead in our community, but also as they go. And Derek's kind of more of our technical guy, so if you look at our website, he's the one that's responsible for that. David oversees like our small group development and growth. Brady's the director. He's kind of been helping out at Hillcrest as well lately, but he just came back full-time, started January 1st, so he'll be back around. He's our primary, one of our primary teachers, I guess. He teaches a 2-quarter-long class called discipleship class. And so, anyway, there's somewhat of a picture. Most of us have been on staff for about no more than 3 years, 3.5 years, I guess. A few of us have been on staff for 1.5 years, and then we brought on Laura just this school year, which is her first year.
Well, thank you. Thank you, James. I know that you have to get back before your pastor finishes preaching, so we probably should let you go. Do we have time to pray for you before you leave?
Yeah, I'd love to pray for you too.
All right. Well, I'll pray for you, and then you can close and pray as long as you dare.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work of transformation that you've done in James's life, for the pilgrimage you've taken him on, and now for the great ministry you've given him to work with students there in Bellingham at Western Washington University. Please encourage him. May we be encouragement to him through our prayers and through our support. May it truly be that there'll be many who are in heaven someday because of James's ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord Jesus, I am so thankful that you have sought after each one of us, that you have desired for us to know you, and that you have extended your hand down to us, Lord, even as sinners. God, thank you for this church, for the years of ministry that those that they come in contact with each day, Lord, whether they're students, I pray that you would give them boldness to reach out to their teachers and students that they're with, Lord, whether they work for the post office or they're electricians or whether they're full-time mothers. Lord, I just pray that you would help them to see people as very, very needy, needing you, and that they would be bold and loving enough to share with them, Lord. I know that I would be here without someone being bold and willing to share with me. And so I thank you for that salvation, Lord. It's not just hell or that people are keeping people from hell that is what drives us, Lord, but also I found such a great life with you, Lord. It's almost like heaven coming into me while I'm here. And I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to use this church to impact those in that community, that they might be sent out in the future, Lord, to impact your kingdom. So I thank you that you have this night to hear report out on what's going on. And Lord, I just pray that this church be encouraged by what you're doing in the world and what you're doing in students. And also comforted, Lord, that there are those out there that care about their students and want to see their students know you better. So thanks, Jesus. Thank you for technology as well. Lord, I believe that Satan was just trying to keep this from happening. And I'm just thankful, Lord, that we could have some time, even though I'm Bellingham and they're kids. So thank you, Jesus, and we want to give you the honor and the glory, and we just pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, James. One of the delights of having you up there is that when we would send students to that school, we can be encouraged that we can send them your way, and they'll be in good care. So, bless you, and we'll talk to you again.
But I guess going into grocery.